Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, three seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, how many people here come to Doug Loves Movies at the UCB Theater? Well, this is what it looks like when we do it out on the road in a theater or a comedy club. It's got a slightly different vibe to it. But tonight's show, because we have a movie interruption coming up right after, is going to be UCB length. It's going to be a 45-minute Doug Loves Movies. Did I mention that my name is Doug and I love movies? I didn't think it would be a completely solid reaction to that. I thought there might be somebody that goes, "Hi, Doug!" And yes, I am. This is the final episode of Two Oceans 13, coming to you from CineFamily in the Fairfax District of Los Angeles. It's Monday, December 23rd. Did you guys bring name tags? Woo! Oh, look at that. They're all on the left side. That's weird. Okay, there's a couple righties, but mostly it's left brain people. And signs I recognize from over at UCB. Good luck to each and every one of you. We have a pretty amazing prize bag tonight. And how many people here tonight are CineFamily members? Because this is all about indoctrination, and sounds like a few of you somehow have managed to escape the web that is CineFamily. But if you become a member of CineFamily by Sunday, January 12th, you can come to the awards interruption. Can't say what awards. Might be like a dog show or something. But there's another awards that day that it might be. And we're going to interrupt it, and we're also going to do a Dining with Doug and Karen potluck out in the patio. And it's all for freezies. Cinefamily.org, if you're a member, you can come to that. And then Irvine, if you're listening, I know you guys in the audience might not be from Irvine, but I'm doing a stand-up down there behind the orange curtain at the Improv on December 26th, 27th, and 28th. And then I'm shooting up to Sacramento for a December 29th stand-up show and a December 30th Doug Loves Movies taping at the Sacramento Punchline. So come see me in the holiday taint. Irvine and Sacramento. That's right, because it taint Christmas and it taint New Year's. It's the holiday taint. And, and also be at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple in San Francisco. Yeah, I'm playing a temple, you guys. Shit's blown up. And that's going to be on New Year's Eve with lots of other comics who have been on Douglas movies. Rory Scovel and Bert Kreischer and Moshe Kasher and Pete Holmes and Hannibal Buress. Holy shit, that's going to be a great show. Okay, prize bag. Let's get into it. It's pretty, I feel like Santa. It's pretty heavy and full of a lot of flammable things. So I'm not going to go down your chimney. I'm just going to give it to you. This is fun. Why did somebody bring Fix-It Felix from a Fix-It Felix doll from Wreck-It Ralph? Why would that be here? I've got no idea. Why would somebody bring the sheet music for Schindler's List? The theme from Schindler's List. You can learn it and play it. Yeah, it's going to be kind of a Jewish show tonight because they were the easiest for me to book 2 days before Christmas. Everyone I know that's not Jewish was on a plane yesterday or the day before or the day before that. Somebody brought a copy of the TV series The Americans from the FX network. So maybe the president of FX is here. This is a wacky bag tonight. There's a lot of wackiness. I brought a t-shirt from my new friends at a vaporizer company called Vape Exhale. And it's a really fun design. It's like the monkeys turning into man, but instead it's like there's just a monkey and then a monkey smoking a joint and then a monkey using a vape exhale. So, this is kind of neat. The Standard Hotel sent me a really nice calendar that has sexy models on it and stuff. But like, really? A calendar? Like, what am I going to do with that? What day is it? Oh, I'll just look at my phone. That never leaves my hand. Some toothbrushes. Somebody brought some toothbrushes. And a copy of The Life and Times of Tim from the HBO program. And one last thing that I received this evening from... Oh, wait, not one last thing. There's 75 cents in change, an iTunes gift card for $10, and two black Sharpies. Okay. I'm just throwing random shit from... I want to get rid of all the stuff in my apartment, and so I'm going to give it to you guys. And but somebody from a company called Cute... Am I pronouncing it right? Cute Streak?
Yep.
Okay. Because it kind of looks like cute streak. I want to say steak for some reason when I see it. I don't know why, but it's called Cute Streak, and it's cutestreak.com and at Cute Streak on Twitter. Cute Streak Designs. All right. And she makes really cool posters that are tributes to motion pictures. This one is for Groundhog's Day. And since it's the most wintry, that's why I picked it for tonight. But just to help promote Cute Streak Designs and these cool movie-related posters, I'm going to give out one of these at every Douglas Movies for the next several weeks. But that's the one somebody's getting tonight. And please help me in welcoming to the stage three of my favorite Jewish individuals. Nick Kroll, Wayne Fetterman, and Sarah Silverman.
Do we have to be in the order? This isn't on.
No. You could be.
Thank you.
Wayne Fetterman is concerned about what order they are sitting in, if it's according to introduction.
Announced last.
So if you could please switch. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I was told I would sit closest to you, Doug.
We'll switch.
Who told you that? There is no one here that would have that conversation with you.
I got an email about it, I thought. No?
That's Nick Kroll, everybody. He brought...
Furthest from Doug. Furthest one from Doug. Make sure my phone.
Nick brought a copy of the show that he's one of the voices on called The Life and Times of Tim.
Yep.
Yep.
Season three, the final season, guys.
Oh, that was it?
Where it all got wrapped up.
Really? Did Tim kill all of his enemies?
That would be amazing in the... Yeah.
Or did he just go into a diner and listen to a Journey song?
Yeah, basically.
That's the Return of the King, right? The third season.
That's Wayne Fetterman, everybody.
Mixing up a movie and a TV show.
Jumping in with something. I don't understand. You brought the Schindler's List music. That's,
right.
That's
just
nice.
For Christmas.
You play piano, so you must know it then.
Oh, every Jew knows it.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the things you learn at your bar mitzvah.
When Jewish people are pregnant, you know how they play music for their baby to hear? They play that, the
theme from Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
You have no idea how important it is in our community.
Good, you got really depressed babies. That's awesome. Sarah Silverman is here, you guys.
Thank you so much.
She, of course, brought Fix-It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph. Because she probably already gave away all of her...
Do you know
what was your character's name called? Strawberry Fantastic?
Yeah, it was Strawberry Fantastic, fuckface.
I love that character, though. What's she called?
Strawberry Fantastic.
No, liar! Tell me the real thing. Her name.
Vanellope Von Schweetz.
Yeah, that's why I can't remember it. It's crazy. But I love it, though. I love that character. I love that movie.
Yeah, that...
Like, I could... That's one of the few animated movies of late that I could actually watch repeatedly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite movies last year. Was it this year? When did it come out?
Last year, but the thing I love the most is how Rob Schraub, who we all know, cried... he was crying right off the bat as soon as he saw Q-Bert out of work. Tears.
It's devastating. It's interesting. It was a tricky way to get people that are not going to react emotionally to a cartoon to really get involved.
Did you see Frozen?
I have not seen that yet. I hear only good things.
I believe that Jack McBrayer dressed up as Fix-It Felix for Halloween this year. I'm not doing a joke. He literally was... People were getting candy. They were coming... He was at a friend's house, and they would show up, and he was dressed as Fix-It Felix.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Was he hammered?
When I think Doug Benson, I think wordplay.
Who brought the toothbrushes?
I did.
Oh, that was her.
Oh, you. Well, you of all people. Your teeth are amazing.
Oh, Doug.
You've got really good teeth. So.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
Every year I'd go to the dentist, and every year the dentist would say, you have to floss every day. And then when I was 15, I walked to the dentist and I go, fuck him. I'm going to floss every day. And see what he says next year. And then I came in the next year and he goes, you've been flossing. I was like, oh my God, it's real. And I ever since.
What was your dentist's name?
Dr. Argue.
Really?
No wonder you were so
comfortable. How can I make people like me less?
My mom didn't like him because she said that he would put his instruments on her tits.
He'd rest his,
Yeah, he put, his white cloth with all his instruments on her chest.
Yeah.
Why did
dentists, I think, are inherently kind of sleazy. One of the more sleazy professions.
Because
they're all cokeheads.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, they have so much access to nitrous.
I bet 50% of dentists are cokeheads.
Yeah, and I'd say at least 60% own a version of a Corvette or something in the Corvette family.
When does the Kroll Show come back?
January. Thank you. Kroll Show comes back on January 14th. I have left the show.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Do you think it'll jump the shark, or do you think they'll be able to go ahead?
I just creatively couldn't agree with the direction it was going in.
They brought Dan Harmon in.
Yeah, and it's great. You know what? And it's great. And I'm happy for him, and it's going to be great. And I'm not affiliated with the show, but I'm sure he'll do wonderful things with it. I'm not, you know, I'm not being hostile.
This is a Valerie show all over again, right?
Yeah, Valerie.
Valerie Bertinelli?
No! Valerie knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God, yeah. Valerie Harper. Was fired from her show, but it was still called The Hogans or whatever.
Well, no, it was called Valerie.
And then they changed it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and her last name was Hogan, so they changed it to The Hogans.
Yeah, it set precedence.
And she was... And
I killed your bit, and I took up more time, and I apologize. I'm going to get back to this.
Back to what? What was happening?
Me leaving Kroll Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was enough of that.
Yeah. What I didn't get to say is that I'm going to start a show about dentists. It's a reality show all about dentists.
They're all up in people's mouths all day long. It's disgusting.
He was going to bring it around.
Yeah. But then I came back to it. I should have let it go.
Yeah,
I should
have let the whole thing. Yeah. Gone. Yeah. But, and you go, but I don't want to be robbed of this. But yeah. You still were.
I was robbed shrobbed of it.
Isn't it weird, though, that dentists are so, they really yell at you for cleaning up your teeth when, like, won't they make more money if you just everybody just has shit teeth?
It's a real ugly cycle, I'd say. You do, because I remember getting, like, lollipops when I left the dentist.
Right. It's a mixed message.
My fucking dentist has a plate of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, in the waiting area. Like, they almost put a sign next to it saying, fuck you.
Speaking of wordplay, my dentist... is right opposite the La Brea Tar Pits, the name of her dental outfit, Miracle Smile.
Oh, because it's on the Miracle Mile.
That's where I go.
You mean Miracle, right?
What did I say?
Miracle. I just didn't know if that was another word I didn't know.
No, I was trying to say Miracle, but it's a Miracle.
It's named after the actress Miracle Street. By the way, street is what I did say. Believing that was her last name.
Sarah, have you done another... Yeah. Have you appeared in another motion picture since... or worked on one since the last time we talked?
Yeah, the cowboy one.
The cowboy one? What was that?
Seth MacFarlane Western called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It's got other great people in it, right?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Do you?
I think he'll be completely cut out, but it's going to be an amazing.
You'll be
movie.
Cut out?
No, I don't know. I think it's. I
heard Ted saying that his last movie.
I always count on that so that I can be happily Ted.
Yeah, Ted thought he was going to be cut out.
Yeah, Ted was originally played by Ted Danson.
But and luckily they found someone.
Yeah, they Samantha Morton.
Changed it to a bear. That was so weird that Mark Wahlberg was friends with Ted Danson. And they wrestled each other all the time.
Well, what was weird is Mark Wahlberg as a boy would come by Cheers, the bar.
Yeah, of course.
As a young boy growing up on the South Side, he would go to Cheers and jerk off Norm in the bathroom. It was a vicious.
If Cheers had had a season where they started going down in the ratings, they would have added a child. Yeah. Yeah. A reason to have a kid around.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. What's the movie called, Sarah?
A Million Ways to Die in the
West.
Oh,
yeah, you said that. And it's coming out next summer or something?
May, Memorial Day.
That's summerish, yeah. Kicking off the season.
How is it being like in Western world?
It was incredible. I mean, you shoot at this place called Bonanza Ranch. It's where they shot Bonanza. And it is only just... it's a whole old-timey 1800s Western town that is just empty. It's a set.
Yeah, it's just
and
one block.
Shoot all the Westerns there.
Yeah.
Was there a guy there who was like, I'm the guy who's been here forever and tell you all about how John Wayne jerked off a horse.
No, we got to have like horseback riding lessons.
Did it hurt your tush?
Yes. My front tush.
Right. And how were the horseback riding?
So fun. I just want to gallop and gallop.
Right. It hurts your front tush less if you're going fast, right? Feels better. I mean, that's how it is with my front dick. I have a lot of issues when you're. I have a lot of issues with like, you know, what do they call it? Like a gallop, or I need them to fucking run, or it hurts my dick.
Yeah.
Front dick.
My front dick. Back dick doesn't even come into it.
Yeah.
Stays out of it. And Wayne, are you going to have the next International Wayne Fetterman Film Festival here at Cine Family?
Yes, I am. Yes.
When's that going to happen?
It's going to happen the first week of May, although I don't know if I can announce it here. We're doing a special matinee version of it as part of the Riot Festival next month.
Oh,
right.
Why wouldn't you be able to say that? Riot Festival's on sale and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I mean here. I don't want to...
Oh, Cine Families, it's a family. Sometimes family members go off and do things that are more interesting. It's not, there's no reason for them to be upset.
So we got... You're going downtown.
It's a different part of town.
Different vibe. Different demo.
These same fucking people are going to be there. But I love you guys.
So we got... I'll tell you the comedian, you guess the film.
Oh!
Because usually...
What a game! Let's fuck my show. Play your game, Wayne.
It's Kevin Nealon.
He is going to show...
Roxanne! Oh,
sorry. He's in Roxanne. I don't think Kevin Nealon would show something that he's
in. Oh, I thought it was one they were in.
No.
This is the movie they loved, or you did the festival.
This is a movie that helped shape them.
Right,
or,
you did Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Yeah, remember that, Sarah? You participated in this.
I forgot. That. I know I did, yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It was remade not well by the Farrelly brothers.
Oh, he's gonna.
What? There was a first Shallow Hal. What Farrelly brothers movie was a remake? I can't even remember.
The Three Stooges one recently is.
That's not a. They only made shorts.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, right.
Have you ever seen that? The original Heartbreak.
Yeah,
Kid.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it?
Okay. You asked the question.
No, I'm sincerely asking you. Why?
Because Kevin Nealon picked it to screen it at the Wayne Fetterman
matinee.
Oh,
the original Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
God, that'd be weird if he chose the new one.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus, Kevin.
I wish we could unsmoke pot sometime.
No, I'm good. This is called comedy. I love that movie. That's a great choice. I will be there that night. Probably not, but I will come if I could.
It's a matinee.
Charles Grodin was in one of my other picks for a movie I wanted to do for their thing.
Let me guess.
Are you trying to figure out what it is?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, maybe.
Is it Clifford? I know. I'm sorry. I ruined it. But he had a great.
Clifford is insane. That movie is crazy.
I love that movie.
Sarah loves it. Tell us why you love it.
Why? Is there some reason that I've said? I love it. It's hilarious. Martin Short plays a 10-year-old kid.
I'll watch anything with Martin Short in it.
Totally.
He could not be more annoying in that.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, that's the comedy.
Disagree.
That's the joke, is that Charles Grodin is annoyed with him.
Yeah, but it's total pleasure. Yeah, it's...
Was that in his contract, in Charles Grodin's contract, that he had to be annoyed by whoever he was doing his scene with?
It worked in all the Beethoven movies.
I like the name of his first biography or autobiography. It's called It Would Be So Nice If You Weren't Here. That Grodin.
That's cute. Who else is going to be at the...
That's it. It's just a one-off.
Oh, that's a one-off.
Yeah.
It's a matinee for the
kids. In the afternoon.
It's for the kids.
I think you're probably on Sunday then, right?
Saturday at 2.
So following that,
probably
separate admission price will be me doing it.
Exactly. In fact, we're thinking of maybe starting at 1:20 just to give you enough time. Because you start at 4:20 that day, right?
That's right, yeah. And, you know,
so same day, right before your show.
And, you know, the discussion of Clifford, that could last more than 90 minutes. See? They're into it. Oh, Heartbreak Kid, yeah. I switched movies on you. Make him show Clifford.
Oh, I can't wait. I have not seen the Heartbreak Kid in a long time. You like it, huh?
It's so good. It's so good because it's of the 70s when like a movie could like just completely change gears partway through and not exactly where the fucking script doctors have told you exactly where that stuff should happen. It's really interesting.
I think
and funny.
The script doctor's music is completely underrated.
And you know I like to call you Little Can't Be Wrong. Yeah, little Miss Can't Be Wrong. But back, and then in May, you'll do more of those.
And then May, back here, we're going to do another five, I assume.
Like five of them.
Yeah, I can't get comfortable on stage. I just want to say that. I can't figure out how to sit up here on stage.
I'm engage your core.
Forward, engage my core? Okay,
and
thank
everything
you.
Will
all right,
be
sorry.
Answered.
Let's keep going, then. That's
don't
that's
you
all
have
I
to do... Aren't you, like, sometimes in a position to have to do, like, audience Q&As where you sit in chairs like this in front of
audience? Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
Well, he's never experienced this before.
Yeah,
this
well, I'm just saying, like, why is this where suddenly you have to say how uncomfortable it makes you?
Well, because because of that, you know, I'm just engaging, trying to be honest up here. Trying to make this an honest conversation between us. Truth and comedy.
You it's know. Been a lot of... We're in danger of slipping into lies.
Yeah.
And misinformation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad you're here, Nick, to do that. We're going to interrupt the movie. This is the first ever Douglas movies followed after a smoke break by a feature film here at CineFamily. And the movie we're interrupting is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I just want to gauge each of your Sarah's surprised after all the emails that have Grinch, the word Grinch in them.
I thought it was called Grinch. That's
They should have just called it Grinch.
I wouldn't mind watching Miracle on 34th Street.
You know, the original one would be fun to, or even the John Hughes one would be fun to do an interruption of. Like, maybe we'll do that next year.
Yeah.
Because it's a great movie, but it's not like, you know, you could. There are good. Things you can
it's
make fun of.
It's not bulletproof. The movie.
Starring...
Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Correct.
Are we playing the Leonard Maltin game today?
We are, yes.
Oh, right now.
Do you know that's where Damon Wayans Jr. was conceived?
I'm steamrolling.
Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler met on that movie and had Damon Wayans Jr.
That kid's a talent.
Yeah, he
that
is.
Damon Wayans Jr. That was the worst thing that happened to New Girl that he was stuck over on Happy Endings.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah. I like the other guy they got instead.
Yeah,
they're gonna
he
have
did our
all
show
four.
This year.
Lamorne?
Yeah, he was really funny on
yeah,
our show.
Yeah, that guy's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
The Grinch, though. Have you seen it anytime
I've never seen
recently?
The movie. I've seen that TV special many a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to show that
They
well?
Took a 22-minute masterpiece and turned it into an hour and 45 minutes of bullshit.
And this is Jim Carrey and not Mike Myers, is that right?
That's correct. Mike Myers went over and ruined Cat in the Hat for generations to come. Yeah. All the great comics have to ruin something for somebody. Fucking well, Steve Martin with the Pink Panther. What the fuck is that about?
Whoa.
What?
You know what? I mean, I don't want to take up too much time. I think I have a story. I'll keep it short. For some reason, years ago, I don't know.
What you can say and what you, yeah.
What you're going
to
say?
I got asked to be, you know how people ask you to be in a table read, and it was for the Pink Panther, but it wasn't Steve Martin. It was Chris Tucker. But they had Jeremy Piven read the part, and Chris Tucker just watched.
Did Jeremy Piven try to do a Chris Tucker voice?
No, he was great.
He pivoted
it? He just did it his own way. I think maybe Chris Tucker wanted to hear it out loud, or I have no
that
idea. I was like, whatever.
That does make sense. Just to kind of like hear what it says. But
yeah, but why not ask Omar Epps to do it?
Because
he was riding the program.
Doug, I'm offended by that.
But Jeremy Piven, like, I want to hear what this sounds like if a guy that's nothing like me reads it.
This is the story that makes me laugh, though. The guy who was asked to read the
that
same...
That didn't sound anything like Jeremy Piven.
He was great.
But I think you were doing a voice different than your own voice to see what it would sound like.
Guys, I'm Jeremy Piven. I play a Jew. We all sound like this.
Yeah,
I have mercury poisoning.
Hug it out.
It's Friday. Come on. What are you? You don't got nothing to do tomorrow. Smoke weed. Jackie Chan.
Hey, what do you want to do Friday next? So, Sarah, What's the point of that story?
The point of the story was the guy that was at, you know, hired or asked to read the stage directions and everything. I sat down, we were having small talk before we started, and he goes, I'm so nervous. I don't want to mess up. And I go, let me tell you something, it's going to make you feel so much better. Nobody's thinking about you. Like, everyone's, but everyone's worried about their own thing. They're not worried that someone else is. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, everyone's doing their thing. And then we started, and I looked up at the director, and I saw, while the guy was reading the stage directions, I saw the director turn to the man on his right and go, he's terrible. I was shocked, and they switched him.
In the middle of the read?
Yes.
Wow.
That is harsh. So we just
wow, and it was
words.
The worst part was it was Eric Stoltz.
I know.
Back to the Future then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor guy. He's good in the
it's a great. That's a great, great Doug Loves Movies joke.
It really is.
Yeah, he's Eric Stoltz is, it worked out good. Can you imagine if he had no career after, like, how bad that would be? Like, that guy would kill himself. But Eric Stoltz, he's done a lot of good stuff. He directs episodics now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for him.
You know who I miss?
I always like him in stuff, especially Noah Baumbach stuff.
I miss Bridget Fonda. How come she's not in stuff?
What the fuck happened to her? She was so amazing.
I loved her.
In Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
She married the guy from Oingo Boingo and then just fucking went bye.
Yeah.
Go.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bango.
Bango. Oingo Boingo.
Trying to do wordplay like you and
I know. That's all I can do.
Have you seen The Grinch, Sarah?
Which one? The Grinch or the
this
Grinch?
This one
that
we're going to watch. Yeah, the whole thing.
Are they both the
same? They're both called the same name.
With Jim Carrey.
But one of them's a motion picture.
No, I didn't. I remember when it came out and seeing some things on ET or stuff.
It just didn't interest
you. On Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah.
Do you watch Entertainment Tonight?
No, I don't. I mean, when you're in the business, ET, to know what's going on.
Yeah. You don't fucking cross Menounos when you're in the same game. But we got, speaking of games, we have to play one. As Sarah mentioned earlier, just having so much fun, I let the chat portion run long. But you guys are pros. You know how to play the Leonard Mullen game, so this will move quickly. But we do need to select who you're going to be playing for, so if everyone could show their name tags at this time. If you guys could go physically take the name tag from the person, or at the very least ask them to move forward with it. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
There we go.
Yeah! Who are you playing for, Nick? Nick Kroll.
I don't know. Where's the name? On the top? Yeah. Candy, what's it say?
Candy Mandrew.
Candy Mandrew.
Oh, and it's a takeoff on the Candy Man?
Yeah. Candy Mandrew, and it's got a bunch of tiny candy bars. It's an eye. Is it a movie?
Candy Man.
Oh, the Candy Man. Candy Man.
Jesus Christ, Nick, don't say it three times.
Doug Benson.
Yeah, there's actual candy
on it. That was a close one.
I know.
What if we, like, do you guys, would you mind if we, like, skipped one reel of Grinch tonight just so that we can do this, go a little long on this and then get done in time? Like, who cares if we skip one reel?
Whoa. I haven't seen, this is my chance to see the Grinch.
What reel would you want? Which one? What part?
Just chosen at random, preferably the last one.
The roast beef part?
The last one where all the Whos realize they're assholes and the Grinch was right that they shouldn't take Christmas so seriously. It's the weirdest reinvention of that movie.
We can eat these. Spoiler alert. We can eat a couple of these, right?
Eat what?
We can eat a couple of the candy bars off of the thing.
Of course you can.
Okay, great. There are no take fives on here, which is a real bummer.
You just don't see take fives out and about enough.
No, they're tough to get.
They don't make them in mini either.
Yeah. Same
the other,
the 100 grand, same thing. They don't make them in
mini.
Yes, they do.
In the mini?
Into this mini?
Who are you playing for, Sarah?
They 100% have 100 grand. Maybe I'm thinking of Crackles.
You're thinking Snickers.
That is the no, same no. rhythm as what you're talking
am,
about, Willis.
I know. Let's move this along.
Doug, you literally
that's
phrased
the,
it like, what you talking
that
about,
goes
Willis?
Around all the best guests at some point say, let's move this along. I was slowing it down.
I was looking into your eyes and saying what I saw.
Yeah, you saw that look, that it's your turn to, call, raise, or fold. Oh, who are you playing for?
Amy.
And she brought a tiny little stuffed version of Deadpool.
Yeah, Dollpool, it's called.
Yeah.
It's called the Dollpool.
And her name's Amy.
And what is that?
That's the character that was played by Ryan Reynolds in that shitty Wolverine movie.
What was it called?
Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Looks like Spider-Man.
I'm sorry, it's baby Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like outdoorsy baby Spider-Man, right?
It's outdoorsy, yeah, he's got like a...
Sweater Man.
Yeah.
Well, he's made out of sweatery material.
Yeah, Sweater-Man. It's like a baby from Marin County, like Spider-Man Marin County.
We're definitely cutting a reel from Grinch.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you keep doing this.
Well, I'm about to go off on a bad kid diatribe, so you better...
Who are you playing for, Wayne?
I'm playing, this is amazing. This is, it says no Courtney for old men, but here's the thing is you don't announce who's on the show... This girl, Courtney, drew perfect images of myself, Sarah, and Nick. I don't know how she did it. Like, we didn't announce it, did you?
No, it was a complete surprise.
I don't know how I saw it. I was like, my legs buckled. I was like, how did she do that? And so I was like, I have to play for Courtney.
It's great.
It's ridiculous.
It's a great realizing somebody, of us.
She might work for the NSA because there's no way she would know that we were on this show together.
This bit is done.
It's over.
You've exhausted every angle.
We've got 5 minutes.
Look over, he's on his phone.
This is some real Jack Bauer shit.
Okay.
Is the show coming back?
Or are they making
a movie out of it?
Yeah, it's like a movie, I think.
A movie?
Or maybe it's there. A show, but it's like a shorter run. It's like 8 episodes or something.
8 hours?
So it doesn't go 24 hours. It goes...
8.
It jumps. It's different hours within 24.
Do they have to go to the bar in Los Feliz where Kiefer Sutherland lives?
They're shooting the whole thing at La Poubelle.
Yeah.
How come they're not dragging out that clip of him tackling that Christmas tree? It's the perfect time of year. Remember when he got drunk and just dove at a Christmas tree? Like Jack Bauer's like, fuck this tree. This tree's a terrorist. We have 3 minutes.
Until what?
To finish this game.
Doug, we haven't even started this game.
I know, right? It's exciting.
Harold and Maude.
1 point to Nick.
I was going to guess that.
We're going to start with Wayne and then go to Sarah and then go to Nick because it's based on the order you arrived here tonight. Sarah got here first. So Sarah, then Wayne, then Nick.
Okay.
Sarah, pick a category. Would you like Talk to the Hand? That's movies that have sign language in them. The Spectacular Now? That's movies that are out right now that got more than 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. Or Forrest Chump, and that's movies where someone is taken out into and then killed in the woods.
Does real life count?
Yes, it might be a documentary.
Miller's Crossing.
Do you really think that's how this game works?
Fargo, six. Six Fargos.
Which category, Sarah?
Oh, what are they again? Spectacular Now, Out in the Woods, or...
Talk to the Hand, the movies with sign language.
I don't like any of these.
Spectacular Now,
yeah,
you've
I'll
seen some
that,
movies.
But I really haven't. But go ahead, yeah, Spectacular Now.
Gravity.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
The only one I've
seen. I'm glad you went with Spectacular Now, because the answer to Forrest Chump was, of course, the movie that you already blurted out.
Is that true?
No.
Good.
This movie that's in theaters now got more than 80% from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Is
Battle of the Year.
Leonard writes a long ass review. He says
It's Ugh. Not Battle of the Year.
Oh, this movie tells two parallel stories. That's a great clue.
About dance and about life.
I'm not going to say what two stories it tells, Nick. You know me better than that. But he also says about this movie that a person that... don't guess if you know it in the audience or talk loudly about it. Sometimes when you're sitting on a couch, you just can't help yourself.
Did someone go, it's Battle of the Year?
I think I heard somebody say something about American Hustle, or yeah. maybe they were just saying to the person sitting next to them, oh, by the way, are you American?
Yeah. They were like, what's that new Scorsese movie that just came out? American Hustle?
He also calls this movie charming and heartwarming, and he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can name it in, Sarah? You'd say whoa no matter how many names I said.
I was hoping it would be like two or one, and then I could guess.
Oh, really? How many movies have two or one people in them?
Well, I know that All Is
Lost.
Oh,
All Is Lost. Clever.
Like, oh, I'd be so happy.
It's definitely not All Is Lost. Although, actually, there were 9 different plankton that he encountered that Leonard listed.
10 names?
Yeah, that's you can open with that bid. You could just say 10 names. You get all the names.
I guess I'll say that I could name it in 9 names.
Oh, that's fine. Wayne, what do you think?
I'll name it in 4 names.
Whoa!
Wayne goes to a lot of movies, Nick. Keep that in mind. Wayne is very up to date on his movies.
My goal in this game is not to win.
Oh, interesting. Who are you playing for again?
Candy Mandrew. Candy Mandrew's gonna get it. Like, the name is out there. It's already served its purpose for him. Whatever happens, we're gonna eat the chocolates. It's a huge eye.
This is the kind of spontaneous publicity that makes people, especially if you're named Naven Johnson.
Yeah, there's a quote on there from Leonard Maltin, so Maltin's getting some play. Everybody's getting a little love. Name it in 4.
Name it in 4. He
says. Yeah, yeah.
All right, your 4 names, Wayne, are Kathy Baker, Rachel Griffiths, B.J. Novak.
Yeah, I got it.
And Ruth Wilson, and the movie's called
Saving Mr. Banks.
That's correct.
How was it?
Wayne Fetterman came to play.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I love that movie it's based on, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible. Incredible. Yeah, it's the making of Chitty Chitty Bang
really?
Bang.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole story behind it. It's really good.
Isn't that Aukerman's show?
Wheels are always
turning. Oh, the wheels are turning.
On Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
All right, we get to start with Sarah again. Sarah just now getting it. And then we'll go to Nick.
I've got a 5-second delay.
I hope Wayne just takes this down in 2 rounds. That would be fantastic. But Sarah, you get to pick a category again. Would you like Bay of Pigs? That's movies that have cops in San Francisco.
Ooh.
Or We Shot a Zoo, which of course is movies that have hunting in them. Or Glad He Ate Her, Gladiator. And that is movies that have cannibals in them.
Mm.
Cannibal movies.
Any of you guys cannibals?
Fuck. What are the first two?
Bay of Pigs, that's cops in San Francisco, or hunting movies, We Shot a Zoo.
We Shot a Zoo. The
is that Jeremy Piven? Wait, is that Jeremy Piven?
You didn't know? Yeah. You didn't know? This is incredible. He becomes
Bay of Pigs?
You're going to do a one-man show as Piven.
Which?
And it's just called Piven.
Bay of Pivens?
Bay of Pivens.
Which one do you want, Sarah?
That one gets a thumb down. That's fair.
Hey, I did it not into the podcast
for
you.
Yeah, yeah. It was supposed to be just for us. But what? Which category, Sarah?
The first one, Bay of Pigs.
Okay, okay. This movie that has cops in San Francisco is from 1982. 3.5 stars from Leonard. I might even go to 4 stars if you ask me. He calls this movie a slam bang mix of some things. And he also says that there was a sequel. And he lists 14 names. 14 names. So how many names do you think you can get in this movie from 1982?
I was thinking, like, I think I could get it in two, actually. And then I remembered you start the names from
yeah,
the
yeah,
end.
You got to remember. 1982.
14 names?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is something where I have a guess already, but I would need all 14 names to, if I actually... I could say either 14 or zero. I can't, and then just go for it.
Can I just skip...
Sounds like you're probably going to say 14.
I tell you what, I'm breaking the rules. Whatever you say, I'm going to say name it.
Oh, it's just me and you?
No, it's all of us, but we want you to try. We want to be curious.
Nick doesn't know that, but I'll say...
But also,
I'll
Nick
say,
is next anyway.
I'll say 11 names.
All right.
So I'll say name it.
It goes to Nick. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's much more. It's all better right, to engage the game.
Here's your,
this isn't gonna help.
I don't want to miss a reel.
I'm just
this
gonna
movie.
Guess.
Here's your
right,
11. We're 4 minutes over. Here's your 11 names. And if you don't get this, I'll be surprised.
Oh really?
Yeah, because the 11th name is the Bus Boys. Then the rest of the names are Jim Haney, Olivia Brown, Denise Crosby, Jonathan Banks, James Keen, Brian James, Sonny Landon.
It's Breaking Bad. I heard Jonathan. Thanks.
How many names do you get? 9? 11?
11.
David Patrick Kelly, Frank McRae, and James Remar.
Oh my God, I've heard of that last guy. I mean, I have no idea, and I don't even know why I picked this category, but all I can think of is, oh, wait a minute.
What is it?
Well,
pull it out.
Through this?
Come on.
Any which way you can, but loose. No, Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry the Revenge.
The Bus Boys was a band that have, like, there's a lengthy scene where they're performing in the background of a bar where Eddie Murphy is
Beverly Hills
excited
Scott.
About being in a bar after
48
being...
48 hours.
Correct. But that unfortunately...
Was too.
Unfortunately, the point goes to Nick Kroll.
Boo.
Right? Because he told her
yeah,
to name
totally,
it.
Totally, totally, totally.
And I got Harold and Maude right earlier.
That's a win. That sounds like a win.
It's a win for him, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a win for me because I'm trying to wrap this up. What?
Right, but I got 2 points.
We got to watch a whole hour and 45 minute piece of crap.
And by the way, it's a reel. There are different reels. Like, it came in on film. Like, we get to watch an original print of The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Probably. We try to go with the prints whenever we can, but we'll fall back on a DVD or a...
DCP?
Yeah, you know me.
It's your rap name.
Doug Cuts People? What does that stand for?
So we start with Wayne, and then we go to Nick. Wayne, would you like...
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. We are farmers.
Wow,
those movies
works.
That have sheep in them.
Sheep, okay.
Or The Thin Red Line, that's movies where the title is misspelled on purpose.
Oh, right.
Or accidentally. It just went all the way up the line. And or Life Takes Visa, and that's the movies where someone gets deported.
I'll take The Thin Red Line.
Thin Red Line. This movie title is misspelled.
Misspelled.
Yeah, it's from 1991, 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie sober and thoughtful. And he also says that the director has a bit part as a mailman. And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Wayne Fetterman?
Now, 5.
Okay. Nick Kroll?
Should I do what I do every time?
Well, if you say name it, we'll have a winner for sure. It'll be you or Wayne.
So name it, right? You guys all ready to die? Is everybody on stage ready to die?
Yeah.
Lose?
This is tough. 91, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's misspelled.
The title's misspelled.
Wait. I'm just trying to think what won Best Picture in 1991.
Okay. Why did it have to win Best Picture?
It didn't. But that's the way...
Well, that's your reference point.
To hook into that year.
What did you decide won in 91?
Well, I can't remember because I know that... No, I know... Dances with Wolves won in 90, right?
And that is the Wolves is spelled with a Z at the end.
91, sober, thoughtful. The director has a bit part as a mailman, and your four names.
Yeah.
Four names are Whitman Mayo.
Yes, I know. Wait. Yeah, that's a black guy.
Oh,
that is
it.
A black guy.
Angela Bassett.
Oh.
Okay.
Tyra Farrell.
Uh huh.
And Morris Chestnut.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a Jewish movie.
Misspelled.
I got it.
Misspelled title. What's it called?
A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich.
Which part of that was misspelled?
Ain't is not actually correct.
Can I guess?
Isn't is actually the word.
Okay.
But that's the way they do in the community.
All right.
They do
but
it like
ain't
that.
Was spelled correctly. It's a made-up word that was spelled correctly.
Wait.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati.
It's spelled ain't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is, Nick?
I think it's Boys in the Hood.
That's correct. You win-win.
With the Z.
You double-win.
Yeah, so I'm going to eat all the fucking chocolate off of this guy's fucking poster now, then.
Who? Where's Candyman? Where is he?
Candyman Drew.
He or she, Mandrew.
Sorry, Courtney.
Where are you at? Come get your prizes.
Are you an artist?
No.
Really?
Is your daughter's paint that you use?
I hope you give your daughter all the gifts, though.
Yeah. She's probably going to miss that candy, also. But congratulations, and thanks for... I guess he doesn't want the sign back.
And does both of your... Wayne and Sarah, do your name tags have shitheads on the back of them that I can read here at the end?
Yeah.
There's something here hidden in the harness.
That's exciting. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Courtney crushed it.
And besides Kroll Show coming back in January on Comedy Central, what else have you got to plug, Nick?
Really, Kroll Show. That's my singular focus is to tell, if any of you guys like Kroll Show, tell anyone and everyone about it constantly, okay? So just go out there and really promote the show for me.
Yeah, don't even stay for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Get out there.
Yeah.
Start telling people about Kroll
Paper
Show.
Paper the streets.
Yeah, because I'm legally not allowed to work on the show anymore because I've announced my leaving from it. So, but I still want people to watch it.
Sarah, what do you got coming up? Your HBO special is available on demand.
Is it?
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Is that a good? Just, that's a good plug for you, right?
You know, riding off that, We Are Miracles and starting over, new material and a new attitude.
Best plug we've ever had, Wayne. What do you got coming up?
I have four lines on a TV show called The Neighbors. That's about
when
it.
Is it? Do you
what
know
are the lines?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, do you know? Do you remember
all?
Your lines?
No, I am.
Lines.
Oh, the first line is lines. This. The first line is this. Again, I'm playing a guy from New Jersey, so it's going to sound a little. It's going to sound a little different than the normal Wayne. It's from Fort Lee, not Bayonne. So.
Hey, I'm Bon Jovi.
Like, oh, this is not exactly what we were expecting.
Right.
That's the first line.
Wow.
Oh.
A lot of layers.
Oh.
A lot of layers.
Oh.
Yeah. You really
and also I have
did a good
this,
job.
Hopefully it'll be out when we do the film festival. A Special Thing Records is doing a career retrospect 3-CD Wayne Fetterman stand-up.
Thing. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. For the 8 people who will buy that, none of whom I'm related
Whoa.
To.
When's that going to come out?
I think in May. Mm-hmm. So it goes all the way from the back, to, you know.
We'll have you back on. We'll talk about it then. And congratulations on not winning tonight. And I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv January 4th and 5th. And Getting Dug with High returns at 4:15 Pacific Time on Wednesday, January 8th. YouTube.com/Doug Benson. Nick, can you come on that show and smoke weed with me?
On which?
My show, Getting Dug with High. Can you smoke weed on camera, or do you have?
I don't know if I can handle that. To be
really?
Honest with you,
you're more of a private weed smoker.
No, I mean I'm pretty open about it, but it's still there's something about it that Yeah, it's like, even now I have a card and everything, but I do feel like they can still take me away to some camp.
Well, that's, might be more that sounds like fun to me. I love going to camp.
To Jews really is like...
Do they have like a swing set?
Yeah, really it is.
Do they have...
I know, for people who, you know...
Scary stories around the fire?
Doug, I would do your show if you did cocaine. But otherwise, I will not do your show.
I get it.
All right. When we launch Getting Doug with Fucked, I will definitely give you a call. And thank you to all of my guests, Nick Kroll, Sarah Silverman, Wayne Fetterman. They're all going to stick around and interrupt How the Grinch Stole Christmas with me. We're going to have a short break. So if you want to step outside and do whatever it is you like to do outside, by all means, do so. And as always, X-Men Origins Wolverine is a shithead. And Cindy Lou Who is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his